This building is the Union County Health Department.
Union County is small, the second smallest county in Indiana.
Area planning is here. Our EMA office is right.
The county's health department also doubles as the area planning office. Here, a young woman in pajamas is sitting with her head in her arms. She's here to be assessed for a new medical device that might give her almost instant relief from her painful withdrawal symptoms.
The bridge is just a tool.
Jeff Matthews is in charge of the Liberty, Indiana pilot program for the new medical device called the NeuroStim System Bridge.
It's not the fix. It's a tool that I can put on someone that will relieve those symptoms for them to get them to the part that they're clean.
It's a gadget worn outside the ear that uses electric signals to relieve opioid withdrawal symptoms.
Shaking knees, convulsions, throwing up, diarrhea. I mean, it is, you're sick. I've had people explain it to me like it's like the worst flu you ever had times 1,000.
When a person who's been using abruptly stops, withdrawal can be so unbearable a person relapses to get relief.
But like he said, once you get to day 2 or 3, and if you've got a family and you've got a job and you're trying to function, you can't. So your only option is that, oh, well, boom, I got these. I can get by.
That's Tom. He became addicted to painkillers after a bout of knee surgeries. He wore the bridge for 5 days and was able to get through that crucial first week. He says the effects of the bridge were immediate.
It was literally within 10 or 15 minutes. I mean, my stomach was growling because you can't eat when you're going through the withdrawals. My stomach was growling. I wasn't thinking about being in the withdrawal. I mean, I actually felt like, hey, I'm going to work. I want to go to work.
Like Tom, every one of the patients in the pilot, dozens of people, have used the device to get through withdrawal and into medication-assisted treatment. It's made by Indiana-based Innovative Health Solutions, which supplies the pilot's devices for free, paying it forward for wider distribution in the future.
Now, are you ready for this? This is really kind of a lot of stuff here now.
Here's how it works. The bridge is flat, made of plastic, and about the size of a quarter.
So tiny.
That's the bridge.
That's it?
It sticks to a person's head with adhesive. Then wires come out of the bridge and are shallowly implanted in the skin around the ear. Tiny electric pulses travel through the wires. The pulses travel down the nerves to parts of the brain that control pain and change the sensation, reducing a person's perception of discomfort.
And there's where the relief comes from.
After 5 days, the bridge is taken off and thrown away. The batteries won't recharge. Then the person is ushered into counseling and other medication. Even though the bridge is FDA cleared, research is still being conducted. Xiaoke Chen, a Stanford professor who researches withdrawal pain and the brain, says the idea is interesting, but he'd like to see more evidence.
You know, for this kind of research to be accepted by broader audience, is you need to go through the peer-reviewed publication process.
Chen says electrodes have been used to treat neurological symptoms before, but they've been implanted deep in the brain in well-known locations. The bridge is worn on the outside, so Chen says it would be challenging to selectively modulate the right places without any side effects. Another hurdle is cost, nearly $500 per device, and insurance doesn't cover it, but Matthew says he hopes that would change. And there's no telling when it might become more widely available, though Union County's pilot is open to everyone. Local residents do get priority, but patients from other counties and states have participated. Matthews is optimistic, but he underlines the new treatment only gets a person through withdrawals.
It's not like that at the six-month point they're no longer addicts, or at the year point, or at the five-year point. They're always going to have that addiction.
But the bridge is promising that a small piece of the recovery has just been made easier. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.